Hi, I'm Lynn Tobin, music teacher and cellist, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Lynn Tobin, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day four of ORF Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Our guest this week is cellist and music teacher Lynn Tobin, talking to us about the work of Carl ORF and Gunhild Kietmann, and they created the ORF approach to teaching music to children. Lynn, tell us a little bit more about what happens in class if a music teacher uses the ORF approach.
If your music teacher uses the ORF approach, you know that the music you learn at school is largely improvisational and encourages creative thinking.
So let's talk about that. That means we make it up?
That's right. To improvise means to make something up. Music teachers encourage children to explore the instruments and invent their own music. In a school music classroom, children sing, play instruments, and dance. With ORF music, songs are usually short, contain repeated patterns called ostinati, and are within a child's singing range. Here's an ORF arrangement for soprano recorder, timpani, and trumpets, in which the recorder improvises freely to create a different variation on each repeat of the melody.
And again, that recorder is an instrument that you might already play. So this ORF approach gives you a chance to kind of play with it and see what it does. Now, there are other instruments you used. We talked about body percussion yesterday. ORF does not deny the body altogether, does he? He uses the body a lot.
He does use the body a lot. In addition to using body percussion, often children are singing in ORF arrangements. Many of the arrangements can be sung and played in a canon or a round. Here is a tongue twister song from the ORF volumes in which the voices are supposed to sound like bells ringing. The words are, ding dong, diggy diggy dong, diggy diggy dong, the cat she's gone. Ding dong, diggy diggy dong, diggy diggy ding dang dong.
That's a mouthful. Let's hear that with music. Ding, dong, diggy, diggy, dong, diggy, diggy, dong, the cat, she's gone. Ding, dong, diggy, diggy, dong, diggy, diggy, ding, dang, dong. Hey!
You did it!
The second example of a round is actually very appropriate for this time of year. It's called Farewell to the Old Year. In this song, children's voices again emulate the sound of ringing bells as they bid farewell or goodbye on New Year's Eve to the old year that is finishing up.
Farewell to the old year, the people are singing to bring in the new year. The bells are ringing, ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, dong.
Now, Lynn, again, so much of what we're learning about ORF here is that a lot of this is intended to be friendly to kids or things that they're familiar with or that they already do. It even incorporates music that kids might already know.
That's right, Kate. The music in ORF arrangements is often related to folk songs and music of the child's own heritage. And it can also be anything from nursery rhymes to songs that are invented by the children themselves. ORF Schulwerk music is largely based on simple but forceful variations on rhythmic patterns. This makes for very simple and beautiful musical forms, which are easily learned by young children and enjoyable to listen to. Here's a song from North America called Mr. Rabbit, about a pesky critter that gets into a garden. Following that, you'll hear a short duet for two xylophones.
Mr. Rabbit, your ears are mighty long. Yes, my lord, they're put on wrong. Every little summer shine, shine, shine. Every little summer shines, shine, shine. Mr. Rabbit, you're in a mighty habit. Going in my garden, cutting down my cabbage. Every little summer shine.
Mr. Rabbit and a duet for two xylophones. I can't wait to hear what our next piece of music is for ORF Week. Thanks, Lynn.
See you tomorrow, Kate.
Okay, kids commuters, now is the time of the show when we would normally do our Quizlet for you, but this week, an exciting reason to text us at 231-237-7482. It's to win your chance to play the clapper on stage at the Sounds of the Season concert tomorrow night. You'll be on stage with me, the Interlochen Arts Academy Band, and choir for the Sounds of the Season concert in Corson Auditorium, playing the clapper for the song Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson. Kids commuter Gwyneth won it last year. Is it going to be you? Let's find out. Just text us the word sleigh. Again, that phone number is 231-237-7482. We'll be doing the drawing at noon today, and if you win, we'll text you immediately. So make sure you confirm with us so we can make sure there are tickets for you and a couple of family members to cheer you on. And don't be shy or nervous about it. You will have help from the band the whole time, I promise. Good luck.
Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.